Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As somebody who has moderated communities for many, many years, and in fact, I do this in my current job, I understand how difficult it is to do once the community reaches a certain size. As it is right now, the community that I manage is something that I could actually sit down and read through on a daily basis. And for the most part, I do that, right? I'm able to stay on top of it and make sure that things are not getting out of hand and so on. And I don't usually have to do too much as far as like, you know, moderating things is, taking things down or whatever. And every once in a while I have to do something. Usually it's just making sure that, the newbies aren't spamming or whatever. And there are, you know, you have to deal with spammers and that kind of stuff. But, I couldn't imagine, moderating something like YouTube, which receives more videos in a day than you can employ people to watch on a daily basis. And people post some just horrendous crap on YouTube. I mean, you don't have to go too far on YouTube to find stuff that you will object to. Depends on where you sit on the political spectrum or where you sit just in terms of, your kinks or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of things you can find on YouTube that are probably just horrific and horrendous and probably illegal in some places, right? That's another thing, right? So something that might be legal in the United States might not be legal in, some other country, right? And so you have to kind of, account for all of this stuff. And yes, people, when there are complaints, right? People, a human has to look at it and go, yeah, that's probably, that's okay, or this is not okay. And you might see some horrific stuff as a result of that. In fact, so anybody that's a moderator on YouTube now has to actually sign a piece of paper that says, hey, this job might actually harm your mental health. It might give you PTSD. And that's, this is an older story, but, I think I have some standing in this area just because, yes, I've been doing this for a long time. And I've been pretty lucky in the sense that I'm not having to look at horrific stuff. It's usually just, geeks that are upset at each other because, this other one's wrong and they think they're right or whatever. And it just kind of goes back and forth. And so the kind of stuff that I have to deal with on a regular basis is not nearly that bad, but I can appreciate the challenge the job has. Cause even if I'm dealing with something that's fairly easy to deal with, you still have to be, if you're writing something as a moderator, or particularly if you're representing a company, you have to choose your words very carefully, right? Cause you don't want to offend anybody, or at least you want to try not to offend anybody. You have to speak the policy, and you have to figure out the way to kind of diffuse the situation without making it worse. Because sometimes that's possible, right? When you try to meddle in somebody's discussion, sometimes yes, you can potentially make the situation worse. And in fact, years ago, on another community that I was just a member of, I wasn't running it or anything. We had a discussion about something, and somebody somebody went off the rails, and unfortunately, that caused lots of things to happen. And I think the way that it got handled probably single-handedly killed the community, if you ask me, right? I mean, it was because of how the person who ran the community actually decided to handle it. And personally, that community still exists, but it's definitely a shadow of its former self now. So if you're like Google and you're trying to keep advertisers happy and everything, then that's a whole nother challenge, right? It's like, okay, well, how do we keep people using the site, but how do we keep our advertisers happy too? So it's an impossible issue, right? And no amount of algos at this point can solve that problem, right? Not to say that artificial intelligence and machine learning, they may eventually be able to solve that problem. I mean, I think but ultimately, the way that technology works is that a human has to classify, hey, this is good and this is bad, and, classify it in some way so that a machine learning algorithm can learn, okay, when I see these things, right, and it has to be able to interpret the signals, that's a whole nother thing, right? It has to be able to interpret the data, and then it can make decisions, okay, this is good or this is bad, and at some point, we feed it enough data, and probably YouTube, if anybody will be able to do it, it's Google just because of the amount of data that's uploaded to YouTube on a regular basis. But you still have to have somebody classify that data to be able to say, okay, this is what it is. And then you can turn machine learning algos loose on it. And maybe at that point, you'll be able to do it. So it could happen, but it's not happening right now. And it may not happen for a long time because it's causing people PTSD, to be able to spend any amount of time looking at YouTube, especially when you start looking at the bowels and the depths of it, for sure. So, it's a challenging problem. I think it will probably ultimately be solved by an algo, although that's going to have its own issues. Don't get me wrong. Not going to say it's a utopia to do that, but no doubt that it's going to happen, but it's going to take a while, I can assure you. Meanwhile, humans are going to have to look at it. And even afterwards, right? Even if you turn a machine learning algo loose on it, you still have to have humans look at stuff. So, the fact that people are going to get PTSD watching YouTube that's going to continue to be a problem for the foreseeable future. And I don't think we're going to ever get away from that. And until we get to that point, it's any sort of moderation at scale. And I don't even know if there's enough compute power to handle it either. That's a whole different question. So it's not by any means a solved issue. It's going to continue to be problematic no matter who does it. These platforms, I guess we just have to realize when we use these platforms that we're going to see stuff that we're going to object to. That's just the nature of it. That's the nature of human interaction. And the reality is that if you don't want to be offended, don't interact with anybody. That's just the basic message. What's offensive to you may not be the same thing that's offensive to me. And that's part of the issue here is with any of this stuff is, okay, well, you know, what it, what's going to be, you know, offensive to most people. And there's a few things that probably qualifies that, but this is a difficult problem and it's by no means solved yet. I think it is solvable, but we're not there yet. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.